You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cam said after the game you gave the game ball to Ben. Could you share why you chose Ben, why you gave it to him?
Man, because I've been in a lot of circumstances like that with him, and he usually does what he did last night. And not only that, but he relishes those opportunities. You want to educate young players, too. I mean, I'm sure Ben's got a lot of game balls at the house, you know. But it was also a point to be made to the young player, what's desired and expected. And man, the young players get an opportunity to learn a lot from guys like Ben and Cam, not only in terms of how they conduct themselves and the things that they say, but how they perform and how they perform in those thick moments. You get to be Ben, you get to be Cam for a reason, because of your ability and your willingness to consistently rise up in those moments and deliver.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
And if you use analytics, you are quite predictable, according to one Mike Tomlin. Welcome back in to BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you. Joe G out sick today. Hopefully Joe's feeling better, and he will be back tomorrow. I didn't expect in the final stretch run of the NFL season that the Steelers would be a hot topic, but there is a ton going on with this football team, and they play on Thursday. So we wanted to reach out to our guy Chris Mack. He's on the Fan Morning Show weekdays on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, and on Sunday mornings, you can catch him right here on the BetQL Network. He co-hosts FanDuel Sportsbook Game Day Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern. Check him out on the Odyssey app or on the BetQL Network throughout the country. Chris, I'm a little mad at you, man. Like, you didn't tell me that Watt is going to be the favorite at one point to be the defensive player of the year. It's gotten to a point where he has been so impressive, and if you look at the forced fumbles, everything else involved, and things have leveled off for Myles Garrett, who's been the favorite most of the year. I have a hard time seeing, even at plus 200, Watt not winning the defensive player of the year award. How about you?
Yeah, Joe. I mean, when you consider, too, I mean, he's on pace. He's already tied the Steelers single-season record with the 16 sacks. He could catch the all-time record if he really goes off here down the stretch. He's defensive player of the year, odds-on favorite. Like you said, I think plus 200 now, pulling ahead of Myles Garrett. It feels like we've gone through waves with defensive player of the year this year, right? Where, like, it was Myles Garrett after the Browns went off on Justin Fields in his first start. It was Trayvon Diggs for a while. He was picking a ball off every week. And now it feels like it's coming all the way back around full circle to T.J. Watt, because you can just look at it this way, too. You look at the numbers, and this is why it's never going to happen in a million years. But I saw Aditi Kinkabwala of NFL Network mention that an executive said it to her yesterday. I could get on board with a T.J. Watt for MVP campaign because they are a playoff team without him, or a playoff team with him, pardon me, and without him, they're winless. 0-3-1 when T.J. Watt doesn't play at all or finish a game. 6-2 when he plays the entire game.
Wow. What's up, Chris? Aaron here. Short week for the Steelers at the Vikings. Tell me a little bit about what you like in this matchup.
Well, we've talked a lot, and I'm sorry, I'm in a little bit of a dead spot, guys, so I apologize if I break up for just a second. But we talked a lot already this week since you're the road team on a Thursday night. You essentially get legitimate practice, and that'll be today for the Steelers. And so if you get one legitimate practice, that's it between games. Mike Tomlin alluded to it yesterday, basically saying you don't really have time to do all the stuff that you would usually do. He didn't even bother watching film of the Ravens game yet. He doesn't have time to. If you're injured or might not be able to practice at all, you're not going to be able to jump on that moving train, which is his new favorite cliche. I think in part because there's a railroad track right behind their facility, and you can hear it all the time while he's doing his media availabilities. Here nor there, newest Tomlinism, nobody's jumping on that moving train this week, or it's going to be a lot harder to. I think you basically look at the Vikings game as sort of part two of your game plan from what you did against Baltimore on Sunday night. Ben Roethlisberger in the second half especially, when he's allowed to go no huddle and kind of dictate what the offense is doing. Yeah, he's still getting play calls in his ear from Matt Canada, run pass options, things like that. But he's deciding. He's reading the box count, right? He's looking at the safeties and deciding what they want to do. That's where he's at his best. With the added pressure of it leaking out, and I can't be convinced that he wasn't a part of that leak, baby, that these are his last few games, he thrives in those situations. And what I take is encouraging is that he didn't necessarily feel like he had to put it all on his shoulders. Five of his last six no-huddle plays were handoffs to Najee Harris. Even though Najee only averaged about 3 yards a carry on Sunday, they still stayed committed to the run, and it helped them put Baltimore away, helped them physically beat the Ravens to the point that Harbaugh didn't even want to kick the extra point, go to overtime. He wanted to get the game over with there. It's a big favor to the Steelers working on a short week. And I really like them as short road dogs in this position on Thursday night. I don't know what the final four games of the season hold for them, but I like them going up to Minnesota this Thursday night.
Chris, here's the challenge that I've had when I've thought about betting this game. Is how much do I take away from that Baltimore-Pittsburgh one? Because, I follow all the fan guys. It's been a mess offensively, and throughout three quarters, it looked to be just that. And then Humphrey goes down, and then the Steelers are moving the ball up and down the field. And it's the Baltimore-Pittsburgh series. It's always close. It's always going to be close. If you get a dog more than a field goal, you take those points every single time. And Lamar's been bad for over a month. And you know this better than anyone. That Steelers defense, well, they gave up 82 points in the previous two games. So which Pittsburgh defense is going to show up on the road at Minnesota? Basically, it's a long way of asking, how real was what we saw on Sunday?
Well, I think you make a great point. You got to chalk some of it up to the fact that Lamar just has not been very good for several weeks now. But I do look at what T.J. Watt does as real. You know, I look at what Cam Hayward has been doing all year. That's real. And too often, their defense has been built around those two guys with a little bit of help from Minkah Fitzpatrick on the back end. What I saw were guys like Chris Wormley, you know, getting it 2.5 sacks against Baltimore. You see guys like Joe Schobert making a couple of plays. The guys who haven't been making the plays more often than not this year. And then on the other side of the ball, I mean, Thielen and Cook both out possibly. I know they've done very well, Minnesota, in adjusting and not having to change their game plan when they go to Madison instead of Cook. But Thielen, I think, that gives the Steelers the ability in the secondary to focus on Justin Jefferson. Try as they might to take him away, they can't completely eliminate him, but slow him down a little bit. And I think also, when you look at the Vikings, they played one game this year that wasn't a one-score game. And so it's going to be tight, I think, down to the wire. If it's tight, if it's a field goal game, if Roethlisberger understands these are his last few handful of games, again, I think he thrives on that position when everything's thrown on his shoulders. And we have seen him work that magic. Did it against L.A. on the road, even though his defense ended up letting him down. Does it against Baltimore, as you pointed out in the second half. So, again, I think the Steelers' defense against Kirk Cousins and what maybe a dinged up Vikings offense, I think they've got an opportunity on Thursday night.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris, looking at the AFC big picture, earlier in the show, we did an NFL wild card team power rankings and draft, and had we not run out of time, I was thinking about taking the Steelers. Big Ben, you know, the chatter that this might be his last season. Maybe they go on this magical run. But their next game's at the Vikings, Titans, at the Chiefs, Browns, at Ravens. It's not going to be easy. What kind of chance do you give this Steelers team down the stretch?
You know, I think, unfortunately, they painted themselves into a corner a little bit with the tough middle part, the tough second quarter or second third of the schedule, Aaron. And I think you're going to need 10 wins to get in on the AFC side in case a couple of teams really falter. I think if you're looking at 9-win teams, who could maybe sneak in, the Steelers are one of those. If they continue to play more like they did Sunday than they did out in L.A. or like they did in Cincy a couple weeks ago, I think the Dolphins are actually a team I like because they're so hot. I mean, they're the hottest team in the AFC aside from the Patriots. Tua's starting to figure some things out. I don't think he's had a quarterback rating under 95, I don't think, if I'm not mistaken. Their defense is turning teams over. Borderline 9-win teams to sneak in if they can stay hot. The Steelers, I think, eventually are going to get put in a spot, you know, against Kansas City maybe. Against Tennessee, even though we don't quite know what to expect from them, down the stretch of divisional matches against Baltimore and Cleveland, where even though he still has a little bit of that left, like I was talking about, I don't even
we dropped him in that dead spot there that he was talking about, but with a lot of good information. He likes Steelers. He makes some strong points, and what it seems to come down to is how much do you believe in what we saw this past Sunday against the Ravens, the old rivalry. These two teams know each other so well. So that'll be fascinating to watch. Plus 360 for the Steelers to make the playoffs, and they're right there. AFC North's a mess. Baltimore, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Aaron, I don't think I trust any of them. It's kind of like, which one do you trust the least? Like that we can knock out of the playoff picture. Cleveland's in last, but I don't think they'll finish in last. But it's also hard to tell you which one will. Cincinnati's already gone over the win total.
Yeah, and the Steelers schedule is so tough. Like even if they did get things together, they're just up against a huge battle here. So
no doubt. That's
might be saying goodbye to Big Ben.
yeah, could be. That's Aaron Oxworth. I'm Joe Ostrowski. You've got BetQL Daily coming up next. We've got a bunch of line movement earlier in the week for week number 14. And for a Monday, a lot of impactful injury news was popping. We'll go over that next in the line moves that occurred. That's next. BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Turn every Tuesday into payday with TNT Tuesdays on FanDuel Sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. FanDuel is giving all customers $10 back every Tuesday. Just bet $10 or more on a same-game parlay on any NBA on TNT game. Same-game parlays let you combine the money line, point spread, player props, and all into one wager. I love the NBA parlays on FanDuel Sportsbook. You root for your favorite players, and it's a chance to put a small bet down and win big. Odds are high, which results in great payouts. It's a perfect way to turn a small bet into a big-time score. And when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. Get $10 back every Tuesday, win or lose, with TNT Tuesdays. If you're new to FanDuel, just sign up with promo code BETQL to get your first bet risk-free, up to $1,000, and make every moment more this NBA season. That's promo code BETQL.
21 and over, present in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Minimum bet $25. Max bonus $35. Visit online real money wager for risk-free bets. Refund and bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. Tennessee red line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.